With the end of the legislative session, Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon is spending most of his time reviewing bills. Takes a break to join me to discuss the past legislative session. This year, there were a number of bills that infringed on local control, with the biggest, of course, involving the dispute between Teton County and the Jackson Hole Classical Academy. I asked him what he thought about this type of legislation.
Well, Bob, as you know, I've always been a local control guy, and I hate to, you know, see the state overstep into those areas. And in both of those cases, you know, I've just gotten the bills. I'm looking through them, thinking very, very thoughtfully about it. You know, in the Jackson case, my concern is that the state reached in broadly, you know, sort of to the whole of the state and tried to solve a particular set of problems, but they really applied to the whole state. And I'm trying to get a kind of a sense of what that means. I don't like it, that approach, and I really do struggle with it. And so I think the state's going to have a conversation, certainly something I'm going to work on for the coming year, to say, what does it really mean to have local control? And if it is, by golly, we should keep with it.
I mean, there were other bills and some that didn't even get very far. Did you ever have a chance to talk to legislators about it?
I did talk, and actually just kind of all the way through the session, trying to get a sense of where it was. You know, it's interesting because there was a lot of momentum, as you know, in the legislature, well discussed and all that, a lot of momentum in the legislature, but our calls were running pretty substantially against, you know, I think it was called SF-49.
Mm-hmm. Governor Mark Gordon visiting with us. I know during the campaign you talked a lot about we're not really ready for some taxes yet, although the legislature, the House, got a lodging tax to the Senate, also a corporate tax. I want to talk about that second one first. Is the corporate tax something that maybe we could take a look at as a state? It probably, I think, surprised some folks this first time out. They hadn't had a chance to really understand the issue. But that seems like one that might work to diversify things a little bit.
Yeah, I think the challenge with that particular bill as it came about as a surprise, it was pretty, it's pretty technical in its nature. The idea was that you were just going to be collecting taxes that were being paid elsewhere, but there were some problems that showed up, and you know, Santerra, because of its corporate structure, it's the outfit that does everything in Yellowstone Park, wasn't going to pay taxes, but you know, the Grand Teton Todd Lodge Company was going to be paying taxes, and so I just think it got bogged down and really kind of confused. I also feel that at the beginning of the session, I think there was an effort on the part of both houses to really think about what do we do to broaden our tax base? And yeah, you may remember that earlier even than that, there was a kind of concept about broaden and lower, you know, a couple of other things. So they were trying to cut at that. The House did the heavy lift, and the Senate kind of got a little bit cold feet, you know, halfway through the session. And we see that from time to time. The lodging tax, on the other hand, that's been a proposal that's been around for a couple of years. It's gotten refined. My concern on these is that as the lodging tax was brought forward, it was pretty narrow in its implementation. There were some ways to look at it, and it certainly had the industry's support behind it, but suddenly it became kind of a Christmas tree and ended up overloading. And ultimately, we didn't do anything on revenue.
Do we need to at some point?
Well, you know, I've said pretty substantially that I think our issue is trying to figure out how we get our spending in line, and specifically, Bob, you know, my concern as treasurer and you and I have talked about this before, is that yes, we do have savings, and sometimes those savings can help fill that gap, but we don't have a sustainable fiscal future. We need to get to a sustainable future, and I think part of the problem is the way our budgeting process goes. It's not as transparent. You know, we have ways that move money around in the budget that people don't necessarily understand. We've got to clean all that up.
Governor, changing gears, you were talking about diversifying the economy and us bringing more revenue in. Mm-hmm. One thing that I think a lot of us didn't talk a lot about, but I want to hear your thoughts, is these blockchain bills that went through. Mm-hmm. I think this is a fascinating thing that's going on in the state. We've got companies and businesses from all around the world that are watching Wyoming. I know you've participated in some of this. How significant was the legislation this year?
Well, I think the legislation this year was remarkably significant. It may take a little bit of time to catch on, but just for example, last week I was at the National Governors Association and was talking to a couple of governors, including the governor of Puerto Rico, which is also making a play at the same place that we are. And he said, you know, Wyoming is way out in the lead on this stuff. We're trying to figure out what they're doing, and we like what it is. I think, you know, obviously the legislatures, Tyler Lindholm and Ogden, have done a great job with this, but Caitlin Long has brought a level of sophistication to this that really puts Wyoming in the forefront. And you know, because, we've talked a little bit before about the Kansas City Federal Reserve and my time there. They've kind of coordinated with the Federal Reserve and others, so it's really building into a space that is new, novel, and has a lot of opportunity.
Well, when you talk about Caitlin, she's the head of the coalition that's been working on this and has really facilitated a lot of the conversation, not only in our state, but nationally.
That's exactly right. And now it's kind of fun because, major companies, I mean, it's not just little crypto coin outfits that somebody sort of puts in their trailer and hauls around trying to figure out how to mine new coins that are showing up here. It's also major companies. And so that's, I think that's exciting. JP Morgan, for instance, just announced that they're going to have JP Morgan coin. Clearly, crypto is beginning to have more of a role. And then just the whole blockchain universe, which isn't necessarily around cryptocurrency. It's about digital asset control. And that one was one of the most exciting bills, this digital asset repository.
Yeah, and for people who say, what is that? That's like a bank for these types of things.
Well, yeah, it's sort of the way a bank used to be. The depository can't be making loans and all that stuff. It's just a way to be able to hold and your digital assets in a protected way.
And I'm hearing already there's banks or those types of operations that are trying to come here.
That's exactly right. I mean, there's a couple of big companies I don't think I'm at liberty to say what the names are, but they're sizable. People will recognize these names. And if they locate in Wyoming, that's terrific. Certainly one of the things I've talked about for the last several years, Wyoming has a great setup for this, is Wyoming becoming more of a financial center. Already it's a great place to do insurance. It's an important state that way. And then, just thinking about financial management, asset management, family offices, all of that area, we can compete with any place from New Hampshire to Singapore. We can do that in Wyoming.
Governor Mark Gordon visiting with us. Okay, session's over. Ed, what are you looking for here in the next few months? What kinds of things will you be working on, and what will your focus be?
Well, Bob, I began the session really talking about the importance of coal to the state and the opportunities we have to move our nation forward, not just by reducing the amount of carbon that's going into the atmosphere, but by actually taking carbon out of the atmosphere. So Wyoming could actually be the leading state sort of driving to that carbon negative solution. And we can do that It was one of the things I talked about was standing up this coal pilot project. Legislature was pretty generous with that. We got the Energy Authority together. We've been talking to DOE and others. I'm very anxious to see that, you know, we can begin to really make a dent in carbon. Made a couple of, I think, strong statements about our responsibility to do that and feel very good about that. We need to work on energy all in all to make sure that we do a better job.
Governor Gordon, a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Always a pleasure, Bob. Thank you.